Rabat is a capital built twice. Yaqub al-Mansur projected an Almohad capital whose great mosque remained unfinished. 7 centuries later, a modern administrative city was laid beside the Medina. This walk follows the seam between those two ambitions and the working city that grew between them. You've just come through the forecourt of Rabat Ville Station, the rail terminus that opened in the early 1920s, when Hubert Liaoté moved the protectorate capital from Fez to Rabat and hired Henri Prost to design the modern city. The station building you see has been altered since the protectorate era, but Prost Avenue survives, Mohammed V running south from here in a planted corridor wide enough to let the city breathe. The landscaping was deliberate, not incidental greenery, but a garden city plan drawn by Jean-Claude Nicolas Forestier in 1913, before the first buildings went up. Forestier called it a system of parks, a hierarchy of open spaces from neighborhood squares to planted boulevards to the green belts ringing the new quarters, all mapped in advance so the city would grow around them rather than pave over them later. Rabat was the prototype. The plan worked because Prost and Forestier had the authority to reserve the land before speculation drove up the price. The street names were replaced in July 1956, shortly after independence. What had been Cours Liaoté became Avenue Mohammed V. The older Medina lanes it connects, Rue El Gza, Rue Bab Jdid, kept their names. The colonial frame stayed. The colonial references were written out. From here, the avenue runs south past the central post office, the Bank al-Maghrib building, and the parliament, all designed in the 1920s and early 1930s by architects working under Prost. The avenue soon turns landscape design into institutional theater. A post office facing a bank, both facing the parliament across planted medians.